You are not alone. The Course's definition of something that's unreal is always something that you're the only one that knows about it. Isn't that deep?
Yeah.
It says if it's real, all of us know it, and all of us have access to it equally. But anything that you only know about is something by definition is not real. And that's obvious because look around you. It's not real to anybody else around you till you tell them. And what's real, he says, is obvious and can't be hidden. If I really love you, I can't hide it. I wouldn't want to. So if you wondered if that love you can't see is there, it's not. And it is. Like, their personality might not be able to express that love to you right now, but their real self is always expressing that love for you. So when you finally get through to the love in your personality self, you have all that stored up love you've both been creating that you didn't know about. So you're gonna end up receiving more than you expected to. Is that okay? Is that okay? Is it okay for you to receive more than you expected to? Then I say it's going to be a hard section. Okay? Because it's too damn loving. Okay? Your perfection is, and your perfection can't be denied. So the next time you put yourself down, you are trying to deny your perfection, and your perfection can't be denied. I'm sorry, you're trying to deny your perfection by talking about yourself and criticizing yourself, but your perfection cannot be denied. I don't care how hard you criticize and judge your perfection, you are still perfect. Is that okay? Is that okay? Oh, I'm getting hot. My crown chakra is on fire. You could roast some marshmallows right now. That's when you know you're getting enlightened. Your friends be standing over you with marshmallows, roasting them over your crown chakra. The Course tells us point blank that we got to stop denying our perfection. That means that we have to stop denying that we're complete, because the Course defines perfection as completion. So all you have to do to know that you're perfect is this. All you have to do is know there's nothing missing in you. There is nothing missing in you, and there's nothing broken. You tried to banish love.
Ooh, yeah.
And you haven't succeeded. You tried to banish love. You tried to get rid of love in your life, but you failed. You tried to get rid of love, but you failed. You tried to, and when I say love, I'm talking about your permanent freedom. Mm-hmm. Love is freedom. Yeah. So you have tried to banish your own freedom, and you haven't been successful. You've got to succeed whenever you choose to banish fear. As soon as you decide that you're going to banish fear in your life, you have to succeed. The Lord is with you, but you don't know it. God is with you, but you don't know it. Love is with you, but you don't know it. Love is with you, but you don't know it. The answer is with you, but you don't know it. The answer is with you, but you don't know it. Yet your Redeemer liveth and abideth in you in the peace out of which he was created. Your freedom lives in you in the peace out of which your freedom was created. You have freedom living in you. You have freedom living, freedom in you. Just let yourself hear it. Just let yourself, in it deep, just hear the chorus. Would you exchange this awareness of your perfect freedom for the awareness of fear? I ask you again. Would you be willing to exchange your awareness of your fears and worries for the awareness of peace and love?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Okay.
But first you have to say to me, you're willing to exchange your awareness of fear for the awareness of no fear?
I'm willing to exchange my awareness of fear to the awareness of no fear.
Okay. This is the way you do it.
Okay. I got my pencil.
When we have overcome fear, and this is how you overcome fear. Not by hiding it. You overcome your fear not by minimizing it. You overcome your fear by not denying its full import in any way. Then that new awareness is what you will really see. Now that's deep. How do I get rid of my awareness of fear? By being totally aware of your fear.
Wow.
How do I get rid of fear? By being totally aware of my fear.
Yeah.
Don't minimize it. I'm scared of the animal. I'm scared. You know, if you're scared of relationships, you should be you know, smashed by relationships. You used to say, I'm scared of relationships.
You look scared.
You know, you meet somebody and you shake hands with them, you just meet them and you're attracted to them and you want to be in a relationship with them. I'm scared of relationships. Can I have your phone number? Whoever gives it to you is your soulmate. Is that right? You know what I'm talking about? Because the person that's your soulmate is going to try to get to you no matter how crazy you are. Nothing's going to stop them. Nothing's going to stop them from having that lesson with you. Okay? So notice that just listening to the chorus is a tripping together. I see how powerful it is? I'm just reading it out of the book, but we're hearing it together. Because he says we won't fail to believe what we can accomplish together when we see it as accomplished. And what we are seeing right now is together we can accomplish listening to the truth, especially since we don't have to believe it. Okay? So, because when you get, you don't have to believe it, you'll listen, because you don't feel no pressure. So that's how we get to listen to the chorus. Tell yourself, I don't have to believe none of this. And you'll hear it crystal clear. It's the belief that's clouding your understanding. It's your need to believe that's clouding your understanding. But you don't believe it. You just soaked in innocence. As need to wring you out. And as your innocence just comes out of you, I just look. Feed off your innocence. That's each other. That's our food. That's our food, is our innocence. That's how we sustain each other. Because when you know you're innocent, you won't believe you deserve to suffer. And when you don't believe you deserve to suffer, you won't call for painful circumstances to yourself. So there's nothing more powerful and important than a person reminding you of your innocence. It's the answer to all problems. And for those of us who want to wait around for our happiness, we will give you more complicated solutions. We'll make you have to go through 312 astral planes and 9 million lives before you can return. Those who want to stall around 10 million years, we will say to you, it's going to take you 10 million more lives. We're going to let you have it at the speed you want it. Because whenever you receive happiness faster than you can take it, it scares you. So you're actually experiencing as much happiness as you can without killing yourself. Right now. This is as happy as you can be. Look around. It's kind of pathetic, ain't it? Ha 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 ha!